Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We didn't do a Christmas special.
No.
But by the time this comes out, Christmas has come and gone.
That's
Christmas
right.
has already come and gone. It's the end of
it's the end.
Christmas as we record this.
How
we didn't introduce ourselves last time.
Oh.
I'm Chad Agan.
I'm Risa Adnikoff. Sometimes Rita.
Sometimes. In the bedroom.
Oh, God. That's what does it.
Can you be Rita tonight?
She's fiery. That's all we'll say. We'll leave it at that.
How you doing?
I'm okay. We've got little individual bottles of, what is this, Cava?
I think so. Some Freshenet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to crack these Cava. Right now. Oh, there we go. Just put the paper right in my cup.
How do you open these little guys? I've never done this.
I don't know. I better get my thing off here.
Rita likes the way that sounds. Just... Ooh, there seems to be a little...
It just twists off. It's just,
oh, just that's pretty off. Pretty disappointing.
Anticlimactic. Oh, there. All right.
Mm-hmm. I might drink mine out of the bottle.
Oh.
It smells great.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And I feel like I'm failing by not having it out of the bottle. So we promised you guys weed stories this week, but we're going to have to push that because we've got other plans. We got some more pressing issues. Well,
what's our other plans?
Well, I mean, there's two things. New Year's episode. And you said you wanted to talk about chocolate bars.
Well, I just thought that would factor into weed stories.
Oh, okay.
You know? And we don't.
Oh, I thought we were just going to keep on teasing weed stories because people wouldn't actually want to hear weed stories.
We can absolutely keep teasing weed stories. For the four people that are listening, stay tuned.
You don't know that.
That's true. That's true.
I do know the numbers, but I haven't shared them with you.
Is it three?
No. For some reason, there's some people listening to it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's weird.
So
this will probably come out just a little before New Year's. So I was thinking we could possibly discuss some New Year's highs and lows.
Okay.
In your life.
Yeah. We'll get our game faces away. It's just
we started this with animal issues and cord issues,
and like just put the kid to bed. Like it's just mm-hmm. we need a couple minutes with our cava, gather ourselves.
We maybe needed to have a few glasses of cava before we
maybe
dove in,
but that's okay.
But New Year's,
yeah.
Can you remember? We'll start. Since that seems to be the tone we're on.
Okay.
Your worst New Year's?
I don't know.
No? Can you remember a bad one? It doesn't have to be your worst one, but can you, like, do you have a memory of a bad New Year's?
I mean, I'm assuming it would be something along the lines of, like, partying too hard and getting too drunk and, you know, like, nothing is jumping out at me. There's no story.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh. Well, okay, I've got a couple.
Okay.
One was when I was still doing long haul truck driving and, I had to work and I was, right around midnight on New Year's Eve, I was pulling into a truck stop in North Bay, Ontario. I was one of maybe four other trucks that were getting parked up there. And I just remember like as the clock struck midnight, just like seeing these like teens in the middle of the road, like just kind of like an empty, quiet road, setting off fireworks in the middle of the road and like running away. And it was just depressing. It was like, I mean, I think it was kind of like part of the bigger picture of being depressed with missing everything because I was on the road all the time.
I wonder what I was doing that New Year's.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. You may have just been at home or you may have like worked.
Maybe I was
something.
Working.
I think you had to work or something. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I don't think you were doing like anything that exciting. There was definitely other like parties and stuff I missed during my long haul days that were bummers. But as far as that New Year's, I don't think there was.
So we're also celebrating this last Christmas with our dog.
Yeah, most likely, unless some real miracle happens.
I mean, not to be awful, but I don't know.
For everyone's
for,
sake.
For like everyone's sake, for her sake. But she looks real cozy now. She's on the couch. And she had some nice treats for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, she's actually seemed overall pretty happy.
Yeah.
She's just kind of, she's being a pain in the butt right now because we've had to lock up one of our cats who keeps wanting to fight the other cat. And she wants in where that cat is because she thinks there's treats or at least the remnants of treats in a bowl that she can get out there and lick. And it's our life.
It's a lot sometimes, you know. We left off talking last time about how there's a lot of life in the house, and it's true. And sometimes it's too much life.
Especially when that life is just assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 a.m. to 6:30 a.m.
Yeah. Lou was, our daughter was jacked up tonight. Like she was going nuts at bedtime.
We need this wind down.
Mm-hmm. So another, maybe I won't stay on this New Year's train too long because it seems like maybe you don't have any real New Year's stories.
But, yeah, I don't know why.
Another bad one I was thinking of. That for some reason, 2 years in a row, we went to, a big group of us went to the Canadian's bar Mardi Gras. On like McPhillips and Jefferson or something like that.
Oh yeah.
And I think the first time we did it, it actually ended up being kind of fun just because there was like a big crew of us that went. Like it was like awful and like, you know, bad music and just some like lots of douchebags and stuff, but we still had fun. But then the second time was just awful, like unbearable. And I remember having to like just needing to get out of there. Like it was like right around midnight and it was just like, okay, let's go. And we were going back to Ryan Unruh's house. He had a place not too far from there and it was like freezing cold. Like it was like one of those like just deep freeze New Year's. And my ex was with me at the time, one of my exes. And as we're going to leave, like both of us just like, let's get the fuck out of here. She's like, I can't find my coat check ticket. And I was like, oh man. So we get up there. I'm like hoping we can just reason with the woman working the coat check thing. And she's like, no, you'll have to wait till the end. And I was just like, are you kidding me? And she's like, there's nothing I can do. Like she was just immediately giving me attitude about it. And it's like, okay, I get the rules. But then I think I just kind of like under my breath or like kind of like just frustrating said like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, like that. And she's like, excuse me, like lost it. Like I had said like, fuck you or something because it was loud. And she probably thought I said, but I was just like, you know, and then the bouncer came and grabbed me and he's like, what the fuck did you say to her? And he like was pushing me against the wall. And I was like, give me a break, man. I'm like, we just want to get out of here. I'm like, my girlfriend lost her coat check ticket. Like, and so he like pulled me outside and was like giving me this like fucking bouncer lecture. And I was just like, okay. All right. And then, so then he like made me go in and apologize to the coat check.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, oh, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like, please, we just want to leave. Can she just look for a jacket? Eventually this went on for way too long after I was already just at the end of my rope. And, we eventually got the jacket and then just could not get a cab and ended up having to walk. And it's like, even though Unruh didn't live too far away, it was like a far enough walk and that kind of like, it was like minus 40 cold. So it was, yeah, that was a pretty brutal New Year's. That might top the North Bay one. I think there was some fun around it like later once everybody was back at the house and stuff, but.
So I used to work at a Canadian's bar when I was 18. And I can understand the coat check thing to point because that happened all the time. And you're dealing with hundreds of coats jammed in and people coming like, oh, I forgot my money in my coat. Can you get it for me? So can you just go look in the pocket? Can you this? Can you that? But like, it's a whole like culture working at those places, good and bad. Like there's definitely, a lot of fun to be had, but a lot of just like, oh my God, like you get real tired of drunken 18, 19, 20 year old people. I remember we had it, you know what? It might have actually been a New Year's. Because our legal drinking age is 18 and we're so close to Grand Forks, we would get 18 year old kids from Grand Forks coming to party. And it was just always a disaster. Like always, there was always fights. There was just, it was madness. I remember one time because we would start earlier, say like 7 o'clock is the start of your shift. No one's going to the bar at 7. So I parked my car right at the front, like pretty close to the front doors. And sure enough, by the end of the night, there's some like fight that's spilling out of the bar into the street. And there was like blood splatter across my windshield of my car. I'm like, this is gross. I have a lot of stories like that, actually. Not so much New Year's ones, but like,
yeah, I can't believe you drunks. Worked. I mean, I knew you worked at one, but it's just like, those places are vile.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. I was 18. I was like friends with a lot of people. We had good times.
Yeah.
To a point, yeah. It was like not as crazy as when I worked at Riverside Billiards. That was the most insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were still working there when we started dating.
Yeah. Remember when I got all that alcohol? We went to your cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Hooked us up big time.
Totally. That was crazy. I remember hiding some poor kid in the back because he'd like somehow there was a fight that had erupted and people were looking for him. And I'm like, you need to stay here. I need to be quiet. And you need to push this paper towel on your head because it's bleeding. Don't leave until I tell you it's clear. Gosh.
Just the mama to the degenerates.
You know, always. I remember New Year's. Here we go. I would have been 16, possibly 17. So like house party New Year's times in high school. And my boyfriend at the time had a party at his house. And he had a big like picture window in the front of his house. And I don't know how it all started, but somehow a pool ball ended up getting thrown through the window and breaking the window. And again, fights. I remember spending that New Year's walking some guy home. I don't know who he was, walking him home because he was like bleeding and people wanted to fight him. And I was just like over the whole scene. And I'm assuming I was mad at my boyfriend because he was a bit of a drunk. So yeah, that was a shitty New Year's.
How about good New Year's?
Lots of good New Year's. So I work now as a nurse, but I work every second New Year's. We work either Christmas or New Year's and it alternates each year. So there's been a few that I've worked since we've been together that have been kind of low key, but also really nice.
I would say my favorite is like a thing I've done a number of times on New Year's is either to go to a cabin or a hotel room. I feel like all of my favorite New Year's, that's been the thing, like either renting a cabin or like a friend who offers up a cabin or something. Or there's like a couple of years in a row where we rented a hotel room with like a big group of friends.
The one with us and Greg and Rika and Jody and Jamil was really nice and fun.
Well, we did that twice, once at the Clarion and then once at Fairmont.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was lots of fun. We went to Deer and Almond and then we went to the Fairmont.
Yeah, that was that.
And
was
had
nice.
A big, like, big room. Yeah. Stuff. Yeah.
Swimming. That's my kind of New Year's.
Yeah.
I always, even younger, I mean, like, New Year's is fun, but I always had a hard time with it because it's so like amped up for no reason. Like you can never get a cab. It's always freezing cold in the middle of the winter. Like you have to pay so much cover to get into some shitty bar and pay overpriced drinks. Like that's just, you know, New Year's has gotten better as I've gotten older. Yeah. Like most partying in general.
I think the only times I did a bar on New Year's were those two Mardi Gras. Of all the bars to go to, like it was just the most ridiculous Canadian's bar, but it was just never my vibe. Like I never really could submit to the rhythms of the Canadian's. But otherwise, yeah, it's either being like a stay home and kind of like chill and watch movies kind of thing, or if I'm doing anything fun, like it's a hotel room or cabin kind of thing. I remember, I think it was our first New Year's together. We rented a hotel room. It was probably our first.
Was that with Marcy and Dana?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have the same room as them, but they were in the same hotel as us.
Yeah.
And then we were like on a different floor, but we went and visited them.
Yeah.
And they had a real like fear and loathing. Like they were going deep.
Yeah.
They were like, had drugs I'd never heard of and like
real deep.
Had like decorated the like the walls with like black light posters and shit. Like it was intense.
It was a real commitment.
Yeah. And I like was a little sick, but we still ended up doing mushrooms and we had like a room with a hot tub with
the radio.
We
put
like bubbles in it and stuff. Yeah. And we like, we didn't bring any music. So we like, we're just listening to the radio all night and we had, all of a sudden, The Lion Sleeps Tonight come blasting into our bone sesh.
Okay. Bone sesh.
But that was a good New Year's. It was fun, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I can't remember if we went out for dinner that night or what, but yeah, I don't know. This New Year's is going to be pretty low key.
Yeah, I'm working in the evening, but I mean, I'd be home probably by 9:30.
Probably just end up watching a movie or something, or going to bed.
Yeah.
I feel like a few years in a row, we haven't even made it to midnight. Pretty much since Luella was born.
The last New Year's I think we did anything was when I was pregnant with her and we went out to the cabin.
Yeah, that was really fun. Rich's cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Well, one day again, we'll have a fun New Year's.
That's right.
Yeah. It'll be,
maybe next year.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll be itching to celebrate, God willing, that we're able to socialize again come this time next year.
I was had to stop into Co-op the other day and grab a few groceries, and when I was waiting in line, the man ahead of me and the cashier got started talking about the vaccine. And she's like, I'm not getting that vaccine. I don't even get the flu vaccine. If they make me do it, I'm going to have to be in the hospital for them to watch me because I just have so many allergies and rah, 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 rah. And it's just funny watching the reaction of the man. Like, I think he initially brought it up just like an offhand comment as like he's waiting for his groceries. And he just shut right down and like was like, uh-huh. Thanks. Have a good day. And like just like wanted no part of conversing with this person anymore. So,
I mean, not that I'm having a lot of conversations with strangers these days, but I'd file that in with a lot of other topics that I just would steer clear of.
Yeah. She's like, when I come back from my break, I always forget to put my gloves on because I guess they all wear gloves as they're ringing through groceries.
Oh, this was the person working there that did this?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, well... And I like heard the conversation before and thought it was kind of funny. So I was like, well, I think wearing gloves is stupid. So, and then she just didn't say anything. Yeah, let's not and say we did.
So what was making you want to, was it because of weed that you wanted to talk about the chocolate bars?
Oh, good question.
We were on a Zoom birthday party briefly. And as soon as we came on, we were asked about what our favorite chocolate bar was.
When was that?
On Robin's birthday. Remember, like, as soon as we went on, they were like, what's your favorite chocolate bar? And then they asked if we like Twix.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought maybe that was where it came from. Your memory is fucking solid.
I got to start doing some brain teasers. It is solid in so many ways, but, like, such a sieve in others.
Yeah.
You know what I think it was because when your sister dropped off that little bag of goodies, there were some... a little like Halloween size chocolate bars. So I was unwrapping a Kit Kat And I was like, huh, got me thinking about chocolate bars.
Yeah.
And how I would down a Three Musketeers like nothing.
Ooh, Three Musketeers.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's
for
like
me.
Not one that comes to like my mind, you know, but it's a good one.
The other one that I loved was Peppermint Arrow.
Oh yeah.
And even now I see it in the store and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It is.
Yeah.
I've also been really strangely craving peppermint.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, in a big way for like the last, I don't know, week or two.
Did you get yourself a candy cane?
You know what? I had a little piece of a candy cane. I gave the rest of it to Luella, but
I don't think I've had a candy cane in years.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I only had a little bit.
Yeah, I think I was saying when it got brought up the other day there that, I mean, I pretty much like them all. Like
Crispy Crunch. That's another underrated one that's really good.
Yeah.
Except for like the tooth stick factor. That can be a little bit intense.
Would you say that like Crispy Crunch and Wonder Bar have a similar, not Wonder Bar, no, Butterfinger. They're like, that's like a similar kind of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the kind of like wafery shard kind of inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, Butterfinger's got another angle to it.
Maybe a little bit more peanut butter taste,
yeah,
coming through.
Yeah, a little bit more softness, I think.
Yeah.
But I do not mind either of those. Oh, Henry, too, for a while, is big on Oh, Henry. Not Mr. Big so much. I didn't really like the puffed rice part of Mr. Big.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, I don't know what it is, but they're all like kid candies, but like Mr. Big feels especially kiddish because it's got that kind of like vanilla wafery thing in the middle.
Right.
I can remember getting like the like huge Mr. Big, like the like gigantic ones. Yeah.
You know what was the best? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Choclair. Do
yeah,
you remember
oh,
that?
Yeah. Choclair was incredible. I remember like the junior high girlfriend of mine and her friend used to like call me
Choclair.
Chad Lair or something like that. Cause you could like with like pretty simply with like some markers, like alter a chalk layer to make it say like Chad Air or something like that. Like the C and the L could be combined into a D and then the O could easily become an A, and they would buy them and alter them and give me them.
I mean, yeah, if you got the chalk layer, then awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what is kind of similar? I don't even know the last time I saw one of those, but King Polo.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the closest I've had, like probably 10 years ago. But I'd like to get my hands on a Choclair.
Mm-hmm.
See if it holds up. I think it will.
I like King Polos are good. I think they're like Polish or something, right?
Yeah.
There's like a lot of Polish chocolate I kind of like. They got like, they do some weird combos that, like jellies with chocolate, like dark chocolate on them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be like plum jelly or something like that. It's like, it's kind of weird,
bag.
But and it's like a weird kind of gritty, like jelly.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it. Like it's all good. I like it all. Like, so I I've had a few, you know, points in my life where I've really like cut sugar out for a good stretch. And at those points I could eat something like that and it would actually be like kind of unappealing to me where I'd be like, yeah, it's just doesn't even taste good. It's like too intense. Really, like, any aversion I would have to, like, a chocolate bar is just knowing that it's going to make me feel not good, but it'll taste delicious. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's not like, it's not like there's any chocolate bars where I'm like, yuck, like this, like they're all, I don't think so. Like, a Big Turk's a little weird. I'm not a big,
that one again?
It's like kind of like Turkish Delight with chocolate over it.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think so.
Yeah, Snickers is a real like go-to like.
What's Snickers? Snickers has a special place in my heart. Snickers to me is Mexico. It's like,
isn't it to everybody?
It's like what we would stop at when we would stop doing the drive. Okay, when we would do the drive from San Diego down to Baja. And it would take like 12 hours and we would stop at the gas station. we would always get a Snickers, and it was like the refueling that I needed to keep going, and often a Coca-Cola in like the glass bottle. It was like real delicious ones. So yeah, Snickers always has a real special place. I'm not that fond of Mars bars or soft caramel, like caramel, don't want it.
Yeah. But what was the first one you said?
Like at the very beginning of all of
this? Yeah. I feel like it was one that's like not far off from Musketeers. Three Musketeers is like not that far off from a Mars bar.
Well, it is because it doesn't have the like, it's soft, but it's like soft and almost kind of mallowy. Like it doesn't have the stringy soft caramel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just not a soft caramel fan.
You know, it's a great one. Mm. It's like an American one that you can't really find here is Take Five.
You've said that. I remember when you were doing a lot of long haul, like in the States, you'd bring up Take Five every so often, and I'm not familiar with
it. It's good. I can't remember what it's all in it, but it's got like pretzel pieces and peanuts and caramel and stuff.
It's
really, really good.
That like salty, crunchy pretzel part would be really great.
Yeah, it's solid. Another one that you see a lot in the States is the
Millionaire.
Payday, like where it's just like marshmallow. I think it's like marshmallow with peanuts, but there's no chocolate. Like it's just, you know, like normally it would have like chocolate coating, but the peanuts are the outside of it. Like,
don't know that one. What's your take on Viva Puffs?
They're okay. They're like a real child. I feel like my mom used to get Viva Puffs. And there's like, I feel like she got the ones that have like the cherry. Like they would all just be like just a whisper of like some kind of like something in it. You know, there's like a caramel one, or there's like, or there's the cherry or whatever. Never be like, you know, if I'm like, I mean, all bets have been kind of off throughout December as far as just eating whatever kind of garbage. But like normally if I'm like trying my best to avoid the just the super heavy sugar,
you're not going to eat
Viva Puffs. Puff? Is not. Yeah, that's not what I'm reaching for. But like if you've got a Viva Puff, I'll eat it. It's like a wagon wheel. Like,
okay, so like, that was where I was going to go with that, was the wagon wheels. I was at a client's place a couple weeks ago. And he's like, hey, you want a wagon wheel? Like, no, I don't. He's like, it's my treat that I bought myself. And I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, I remember these being so much bigger. And he's like, oh yeah, they're really small now. I'm like, this is my elementary school like canteen thing that we had was wagon wheels. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll take it, I'll give it to my kid or something. So I drove around with it for a while, and I was like, I can't not try it. So I took a bite, and it was gross.
Yeah,
like I'm like, this is, it was just, it tasted like garbage.
Oh yeah, just, a lot of those those things are like the Little Debbie's snacks and stuff like that. They're pretty rough. Like you can just taste the like chemical preservative. Like I remember one time when I was still working at Sobeys, me and Chris, another guy I work with there, we got a thing of the like, I think they're like oatmeal cookie sandwich kind of things. Little Debbie's.
Oh yeah.
And we split a whole box between the two of us.
Oh my God.
And I got so sick. Like, you know, like when you like eat something and then you just like puke from it, and then you like can't eat that anymore. That was what I had with those things for a while. Like, that was my association. I've had that a couple times with like different things.
Mm-hmm. Poppy seed cake was
poppy seed cake. Yeah, that was one. Yeah, I had a like this girl I was dating in grade 10, grade 9.
If you haven't picked up on it by now, Chad is a player.
She worked at this Polish bakery, and they made poppy seed cake, and she used to bring it all the time. And we went to Wet n Wild Skinner's, and she brought poppy seed cake, and like, I don't know, like it could have been anything, like being out in the sun, like whatever, but like I had, you know, had a few pieces of poppy seed cake, and then it was just barfing my guts out.
Oh boy.
And no more poppy seed cake for me. No more poppy seed anything for a long time.
Hmm.
And yeah, the other one was, what's the roti place at the Forks?
I know, but I don't know the name.
Bindi's or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and it's pretty good, but like, again, I just, had a unfortunate, purging following it.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a whole new person now. I could probably go back in there.
I feel like the only thing I can think about that has a really strong, like, negative gut reaction to this day is
it's real strong.
Is Jägermeister.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Like, I remember this was back in, like, shortly before we started dating, but like the real, what was it, D Machine that mm-hmm. we'd go to on Thursday nights.
Yeah, for like indie night.
Yeah, like heavy, heavy drinking, partying. And I remember being so hungover. I couldn't go to work for my shift the following evening. Like, I was just so, so sick. And the smell of it. And I think I was working at Riverside Billiards at the time. So people always wanted Jäg, shots of Jäg. And there's like, ooh.
Yeah, Jäg's pretty rough. I can drink it, but it's like, I like a lot of like flavors like adjacent to that, you know, like a lot of like Amaros and stuff that are not too far off, but they're just better. Like,
they're just better.
Yeah.
They're just better.
Yeah. Yeah. I can, if somebody gives me a shot of Jäg, I'm fine with it. Like, I can drink it, but I'm never buying a bottle for myself. Like,
no. What about Sambuca?
Yeah. Those, I don't mind two that.
Always like kind of like, somehow go together as the gross shots, like the thick.
It's pretty like sweet and syrupy. Yeah.
Too. I just don't want those.
Yeah.
I just don't want any shots these days for a long
time. On the Calgary trip we talked about last episode, we went out to this wine bar and Luke and I both just like, we both took turns feeling really rough and like we couldn't go on and we were just like, just slouch down at the bar, like just trying to survive, trying to get through it. And I was down for the count for a bit and then I recovered. But then as I was coming up, Luke was going down and the guy who I think he owns the place or whatever, he was hooking us up with a lot of stuff and he like was just pouring it, like he'd just would pour us drinks of things. And we were both like ready to bounce. And he poured us this like fancy Sambuca that he had. And I was able to take it down okay. But yeah, Luke was, he couldn't do it. He was like, he had to tap out on that. It was just like, of all the things to get poured at that moment, like it really, like there wasn't much that he could have got down, and like especially not Sambuca. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty divisive flavor.
Yeah. Big time.
I don't mind it, but it's definitely not for everyone.
No.
Yeah. I used to hate like black licorice stuff, like any like anise kind of flavored stuff when I was young, but I've like come to appreciate it over time. It's more the, like the sticky, like the sweetness of Sambuca that bothers me than the actual flavor.
Yeah.
I can remember doing like the flaming Sambuca shots. I feel like that was a thing for a while.
Right, yeah, definitely. A lot of different kinds of shots out there that...
Blowjobs?
So, do you want to hear a funny story about those?
Okay.
Okay. So...
Funny blowjob story.
I was 18, so my birthday is at the beginning of February. I turned 18, went to the beach.
This year?
Yeah. Where is that's the same place that I ended up working. And there's a lot of high school drama that was going on at that time with me. Basically, I had broken up with my high school boyfriend, but didn't feel the need to broadcast it to everybody because as far as I was concerned, it wasn't a bunch of people's business. But in high school, that's a little bit different, I guess. So it was my birth. No. So it was my birthday. And then throughout high school, my best friend was this guy named Travis, and his birthday is at the end of February. So we had a bit of a falling out. He really stabbed me in the back and I was pissed. And it was his birthday. I was still there because we still kind of had the same friend group. And I was like, hey, I was like, here, I got you a shot. It's a blowjob. but it wasn't. It was a prairie fire. So it's tequila with a whole shitload of Tabasco in it. But I got them to put some whipping cream on top so it looked like a blowjob. And then I stood there and I watched him take it and drink it and promptly puke everywhere and get kicked out. And I was like,
I have both taken part in and fallen victim to that ruse
before. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad. I was like, that's my revenge. Like, fuck you. I think, you know, moved on.
I remember somebody doing that to Jamil. Ooh. It wouldn't have been whipped cream, but it was like they somehow tricked him into it. It's so vivid. Like, I'm just remember. because he's vegan, so it wouldn't have been whipped cream to cover it up, but I don't know what it was. They said, here's a nice fruity shot for you. He just didn't smell it or anything. He just took it back and like it was instantaneous. It was like picks up the shot, throws it back, pushes the table away, like away from him, and just fucking just barfs.
Oh my god.
Oh, and I just just the sight of it, like the way he, because it was just like a small round table, and just like picked up the shot, slammed it down, shoved the table away from him, just threw up directly in front of himself.
How's your kava?
It's good.
I'm glad I got these little bottles. Mm-hmm. I like these little individuals.
I might have to go grab some more wine. We were having some wine with our Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And we hope everybody who's listening had themselves a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a nice day out today, which I didn't really get to enjoy too much of. But
I've been having a lot of remorse about that this month because we've had a really like crazy warm December, and I feel like I should have gotten outside for more of it than I did. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's not that easy when you've got a screaming child that doesn't want to go outside. But then it's always good once you actually get your ass out, you know.
It can be tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. She especially gets like in phases where she really just wants to play in her room.
Mm-hmm. She's got a really fun room though, gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that she enjoys her room. And then, oh my god. Okay, we're going to do a quick little pause. There'll be a little edit here. One sec. Okay.
All right.
I had to take care of some business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't gotten out and like had a lot of fun outdoors, but I have been appreciating the weather and just that like my job gets like 20 times worse in the winter. So it's kind of nice that I haven't had to deal with too much nasty weather causing equipment to fail me, because it can be very unpleasant trying to deal with, you know, cracked airlines and frozen brakes and all that kind of stuff in the winter, and just bad driving conditions.
What does January look like for you?
Probably rough, because I think the cold weather's coming, and all those things I just mentioned are going to come at some point, because they do every year. And it I feel like it makes me a little bit of a sourpuss around the winter and around fall. I feel like I used to be not a fan. I've always been more of a warm weather person, but like I used to be relatively indifferent to fall and winter. But being a truck driver has made me really
hard.
Yeah. It's made me just hate it. Like I just, as soon as the fall comes, like there's lots to love about the fall, and I get why people are autumn people, but I genuinely like kind of like bristle at people who just like go on about how much they love the fall just cause I know what it's bringing, you know, like,
yeah,
I almost like spring best, you know, cause it's like,
yeah,
the anticipation of summer, like,
right? Yeah, I was actually thinking a lot the other day about how I think it was the sec was it the second episode? We were talking about like the first lockdown versus second and right. just like how different it's been. And you said, well, I mean, it was like March and April, and that's such a different time of year than October, November, December. Mm-hmm. And that hadn't occurred to me until you said it. And it just, it's like 100% accurate.
Yeah. I just have so many good spring memories, like, especially like kind of like going back to like the end of school. I was talking to Greg this summer about this one spring memory I have where I was walking home from, I think I was walking home from high school or something. For some reason, I was walking down McLeod Avenue, and a car pulling over, picking me up. And it was like my friends, like all crammed into a car and, getting in, and they like had Hello Nasty, like the Beastie Boys album, just like blasting like so loud. And there's probably like seven of us crammed into like a Neon or something, you know, and like
Neons. Oh my just, gosh.
Yeah. And just driving around and just being like, just the relief of like, the snow's gone. Like,
yeah.
Let's fucking live. And, yeah. And just driving around and like, just feeling that sunshine.
Yeah.
And,
Len. Is it Len? Yeah. God, that just, as soon as you said that.
Steal my sunshine.
Oh, it just popped in my head. Yeah. There's our outro song.
Oh man. That's cruel.
That's a nice memory.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like that I have a lot of those kind of associations with spring. It's just that, that rebirth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and I've never been a big winter sport guy. Like right. I always, you know, football and stuff are my sports, and I never really played hockey, and well, never really, I never did play hockey at all. I never really followed it. We've already discussed our skiing prowess, and
I mean that's downhill skiing. I am curious about giving cross country skiing a chance.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think it could be really nice and really pretty, you know.
Sure.
So maybe that'll happen next year. Because yeah, I'm not going to be doing that at minus 30. I don't know. It's just hard, like when it's that cold. Why?
Well, and it's like getting a toddler out in that kind of weather too is yeah. just...
Although there's studies that link nighttime sleep with exposure to morning sun. I don't know anything past that. But apparently...
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Promotes, well, I mean, it promotes good yeah. sleep.
I mean, just in general, there's probably a lot of benefits to getting absolutely. Outside and getting some sun.
Yeah, absolutely.
But and the yeah, fresh air. It can be tough. I mean, I love getting out. That's one of the biggest benefits to having our dog is like, it's given me a really good reason to just go for nature walks frequently. It's good for my mental health. Yeah, there's a few things I like better than, you know, taking Kia for a walk in the woods.
I'd like to do some more exploring of the Birds Hill trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many places in Manitoba mm-hmm. for us to go exploring. Yeah, and that's one thing that we're lucky. Like, Luella is good with that kind of stuff. Like, she likes kind of hiking around and stuff, but
yeah.
it's getting her out the door. That can be the difficult thing yeah. sometimes. She's resistant yeah. to it. She like has things here that are fun to her, which is good. I mean, it's glad that she isn't just like, I'm bored, you know, like
yeah.
she has very specific things that she wants to do.
Very specific.
Yeah. So we got New Year's out of the way. We got
Christmas out of the way.
We got chocolate bars out of the way.
Oh yeah.
we got, I mean, so next episode, I mean, it's got to be a best of the year episode. clips episode.
Listen to, what is it, The Daily? Is that a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
The Daily? The Daily Show?
I mean.
The Daily.
There's probably two different ones. I mean, there's The Daily Show, like the TV show on Comedy yeah, Central no. that like Trevor Noah hosts now that no, probably no, no, has no. a podcast
no, no.
component.
I think it's just called The Daily.
The Daily, yeah.
Anyways, they did a quick little like a half an hour podcast of good things of 2020, where they just said, hey, call in and leave a message and tell us your little like good thing of 2020. So it was nice to listen to.
Oh, that's something we could do. Okay, so I was joking about like doing a clip show because we've only done 3 episodes, but no, what like that's something we could go out on. What are some things, some good, you know, top of your head? I realize we haven't given a lot of thought, but what are some things that happened or came out this year that are like good memories for you, whether it's, you know, entertainment things or just life things?
I think maybe just continued personal growth this year, just like big changes of, you know, our daughter turning 2 at the beginning of the year, I think is a big physiological, my cat is biting me. Sorry. Gosh, she's the worst. Big physiological changes to a woman post childbirth, you know, like they say after 2 years, things can, you know, they start to get back to, I don't want to say back to normal, but like a little more steady is what I've noticed anyways. So that has sort of been evolving over the year. Yeah, I don't know. That's sort of been a big one.
Oh, man.
But I mean, at the same time, like a lot of it has been identifying things that I don't necessarily love, but either don't know how to change it or haven't done anything to change it.
My anything that I was thinking of feels small now. I was like gonna recommend some TV shows.
Well, we watched quite a few good TV shows this year.
No, but sorry, I didn't mean to just like make a joke and go off of that. Can you or do you want to be more specific about like what some of those changes are?
Just I'm really able to identify like mental states and feelings and just be in general more accepting of it instead of like fighting this ideal that I have in my head of like, I should be like this. Like, why can't I be like this? Or why does everybody else do it better when they don't? But I think it's common to think that everybody else does it better, does it easier, has it easier, whatever. So just, yeah, just a lot, giving myself a lot more grace and recognizing that it's okay if I need X, Y, and Z. And that doesn't mean that I am selfish or a bad mother or bad wife, any of those things. It's just tuning into what I need, which then will make me a better person overall. But then at the same time, not necessarily allowing myself too much grace in certain areas, because there's a line, right? Where you're like, oh, it's okay. You know, you're feeling a little rough. Don't worry about doing yoga today. It's like, no. You know, this is going to make you feel better, you know? So it's like, it's a balance it's a balance.
Yeah.
Really.
I hear you. That's like, yeah, there's that kind of that self-forgiveness thing, but then it's like, some sort of self-love also needs to be like tough love sometimes.
Yeah. Just sort of just taking it a bit easier, I think, on myself. But that honestly, like week to week, it's different. So who knows?
Well, I don't, along those lines, I don't really know. I'm sure I've probably had fatherhood revelations along the way, but they're not really popping to my head at the moment. But I mean, parenting is always full of things that can blow your mind and, you know, kind of brings you back to your own childhood in ways at times. And
big time.
It's a lot to process and very rewarding and fascinating and challenging. But yeah, I don't really have any specifics as to kind of personal effects on me this year that I can think of off the top of my head. How about any other like kind of like highlights, moment kind of highlights you can think of throughout the year?
I mean, this is where my brain is being a sieve.
I'd say for me, Luella's birthday was a great, that was just like,
yeah, that was fun. It was crazy.
It was fun. I think the night before, because you went out to a party the night before, and I like made her a Peppa Pig cake, and it was like, that was a challenge. It was a like emotional challenge for me.
I think the best thing I could have done was leave. And you know what?
For your own sake.
Well, for both of us too. Yeah, I think it was just better. You just had to fight that battle on your own. And for me, it was actually I went to a friend's house, a fairly new friend at the time, and I didn't really know anybody else that was going, and it ended up just being just so what I needed to get out, go on my own, and end up sitting around with women I didn't know, just talking. And I can't remember her name. We were talking about exercising, and she was saying, she was taking a online Zumba class, and it's so ridiculous and fun. And I was kind of being a bit of a, not a sad sack, but just well, I can't even do a jumping jack without peeing my pants or whatever. And I had made a comment along those lines, and she just looked at me and she's like, so wear a pad. And I was like, I kind of needed that, someone to just be just shush, with the excuses, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just stopping it instead of being oh, I know that happened, blah, 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 and lamenting about it. It was more of yeah, well, that happens to everybody. So
well, that's good.
I remember that. I was okay, enough with excuses. Not all the time, but it's easy to make excuses to not do things. Yeah. So that's what was going on in my life while you were fighting with this Peppa Pig cake, yeah. Which, by the way, turned out phenomenally.
Oh, I'm glad that, yeah. People seem to think it was good. I only saw the flaws, but I got through it.
You did get through it.
It was a challenge.
Considering it's the first time you've ever done anything like that too. Mm-hmm. So.
And then, so this is going to seem like a very kind of a small thing, but I did find it very moving, and I probably could go on for a long time to kind of explain why. But so we watch the Oscars every year, and we get together with some friends to watch the Oscars. And I've always I just like it, you know, I get that it's gross in certain ways and stuff, but it's everybody's got their thing. And I just enjoy the spectacle of the Oscars and stuff. And I also think that it does matter in a way, and that it's one of the few reasons that movies beyond superhero movies and stuff can still get funding to get made. Mm-hmm. And I think movies can be important because I remember hearing a quote from one of the Wachowskis, the people who do the Matrix and stuff, which I don't really love their movies, but I liked what they said, that movies can be an opportunity to abandon your perspective. It's a very immersive way of taking on somebody else's perspective, you know, which I think it's one of the most kind of effective ways of letting you access empathy. Yeah. And which is why I think it, you know, there's been so much controversy around the Oscars and representation and stuff. And that's why representation matters so much. And because people need to have access to these other viewpoints, not just white men's viewpoints. So, yeah, the Parasite winning the Oscars was a big,
incredible,
moving moment.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was one thing I think of as a highlight of this year, and a kind of a simpler time of this year. And
there was the last one, I guess Lou's birthday was kind of the last thing before COVID hit. Mm-hmm. But the Oscars are at the end of February, so it was a week before,
yeah,
if that. So yeah, that was a nice time looking back before we knew what was gonna happen.
Yeah. Any other shows or anything you that you liked from this year that you'd
lots
recommend?
Of shows.
I think one thing that really, and it was a more recent thing that I thought was really great, was that How To with John Wilson.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember I watched the first couple episodes by myself. It was like the day, one of the days I brought Kia into the vet. And I remember just like having a day, like Risa, Luella was at your mom's place and I had a little bit of time to kill and I like just put it on. And it was just like thrilled me in like a way that I like hadn't had like a show do in a long time. Like I can remember being like young and like getting stoned with friends and like watching Mr. Show or like the British Office when that first came out and stuff. And just like the excitement and like just, you know, having me crack up like in tears. And it gave me that kind of feeling again, you know? And like, yeah, it's like very funny, but it's also kind of like deeper and comes to like these more kind of like, I don't know, just moving.
It's just like truths. Wholesome.
Yeah.
You know, his voice and his face don't match.
Yeah.
It's definitely been an interesting year. It hasn't been like, we've just been, I mean, pretty fortunate, all things considered. Like, our lives haven't been like horribly impacted like so many other people have. It's been tough. Like I definitely feel that, you know, we'll go for a while between talking to friends and I'm like, it's okay, you know, we're doing all right. And then we'll have a Zoom friend party or a FaceTime and or like a sidewalk to front door kind of quick hello, and then it just bums me right out again, being like, no, this actually isn't okay. But
especially the big Zoom group thing, like some people I think can do it okay, and it's just like, I mean, it's nice to see everybody's face and it like can be good for it's a few like laughs, but it,
though, with all the talking and
like the Zoom audio thing is so shitty, and it just kind of like ends up like devolving into like gags, you know, like it's tough. You can't really like get any sort of a
right,
like one-on-one is good. Like I've had kind of a standing, you know, every few week get together with my friend Aaron. We've done like a kind of filling in the gaps of our like album knowledge. We're both big music fans, and I mean, that's kind of the reason for it. But then it's just kind of been a very nice check-in, like with a friend, you know, like he's just kind of been a, I don't know, it's been sort of an anchor to just somebody outside of the bubble of our home to like be somebody who's been there for me every few weeks, you know, that I can kind of check in with. And we've gone through our own ups and downs throughout the year, and it's been nice. So that kind of one-on-one thing is good. But the big group thing, it's just, it's no substitute. Like,
but it just like kind of showed, like, I can tend to be quite introverted and feel awkward in social situations, even if it's with people that we know well and have known forever. And maybe I think that like I'm okay without it, but I'm without the like connection. But this sort of really showed me that it's worth the work. Like it is work to keep friendships going, but it's worth it. And actually was listening to, big surprise, what is it?
Endless Honeymoon?
Yeah, Endless Honeymoon. I kept thinking Never Ending. I'm like, that's not right. The Endless Honeymoon. Somebody had called in about a friend they're having problems with. And Moshe was saying how he heard somebody say something along the lines of, well, they're not acting like a friend. Stop expecting them to be your friend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I'm like, that's actually like a good way to think about things, because as much work as it is to, you know, cultivate good friendships, if it's only one-sided, like you got to throw in the towel at some point. And it just kind of made me realize, like, again, like this is a normal thing that happens to people. It doesn't just happen to you. This is, you know, friendships evolve and devolve. And
it's a tough thing. I've thought about that. Like it's, I've been at that point with certain friendships before where you're like, I'm putting in a lot of work here and not really getting anything in return, but there's like, you can kind of cling to like the memory of what that friendship once offered you or something.
Big time.
Or you get enough of a hint of it.
But it's there. Like, if it sort of just sort like, you don't talk as much, but still have those good memories and nothing really happened versus like you keep trying and it's not reciprocated or like you end up feeling crappier for trying, then it's sort of like, I don't know. I just think about that more because I'd rather take that energy and put it into just other friendships, you know?
Yeah. It does make me worry. It makes me wonder if I've like, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty good at like, trying to like reach out, like there might be big gaps in between, but like I do wonder if I'm like the guy like who without realizing it is like not carrying my weight or something like that in the friendship.
I worry about that too sometimes, you know.
I do my best, and it's like especially like the older and the deeper the friendship is, like I think it can be easier to kind of take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have certain friends who are like at this point, like they're just basically like brothers, you know, where I'm just like, okay, like we can go a long time without talking and like nothing changes the fact that they're like a part of me, you know? Right. But then it's like, okay, but is that true? Like, or should I be putting in some more work here? You know?
Yeah. I think that, it'll be interesting to see how things go. Like, I'll say next year because I'm being hopeful when we can start socializing again, how eager people are going to be. And if that eagerness sort of like keeps up and if people have a different outlook on friendships and the importance of community or if it, you know, or if it peters out, I don't know. I think another really big highlight was the response that we got when we put up the GoFundMe page for our dog.
Yeah.
That was a big thing this year. Yeah. I was just so overwhelmed.
I think especially like coming when it came, like that sort of community support when it's like, you feel so disconnected from your community and it's like, to all of a sudden be like, okay, like
people actually care.
We weren't able to be face to face and like hug each other and stuff this year, but it's like, it just made me feel like they're like everybody's presence, you know, like, and not feel stranded.
It gave me a very similar feeling to the day of our friend's wedding. I had a very like guttural, is that a word? Guttural?
Mm-hmm.
Like reaction, similar reaction. So, you know, all these donations kept coming in for our dog. And I was just so like, whoa, people care about us. People care about what's going on. I can't believe it. And then I also remember our friend's wedding was...
So that's where we need to clarify because I was even confused. So people listening are definitely going to be confused. We had two weddings, one that was like our family and one that was our friends were there. I thought you were talking about like a friend of ours wedding. And I was like, oh, I wonder who's going to be. Like, I was like, oh, she's talking about like Rich and Sarah's wedding or something. It's like, okay, our wedding that the friends were at.
Right. So yeah. our friend wedding was held out of town, about an hour and a little bit. You know, people had to drive there. And I remember coming to, I guess, I don't know, where we were going to walk up to where the ceremony was going to be and seeing all of our closest friends sitting there. It just like, again, like, well, it was the first time, just made my stomach like, I don't know. It just, my breath like caught. Because I couldn't believe that these people had come to support us and were so happy to be there and like drove out into the country down a gravel road to kind of almost sort of the middle of nowhere.
no cell service.
Yeah, no cell service. And they did this for us. So we asked them to come to our wedding and they did this for us. And then just getting this other support again, like with this fundraiser for our dog, like both of those things were really like moments, just really big moments I think I'll remember hopefully for a long time.
Well, on that note, I think we should tie things up and yeah, deal with our dog here. So we'll do, let's quickly take care of microphone business here.
Okay.
So I think I started off a little sour. We were having animal issues. We were having technical issues, yeah. But I think we did. We landed on some good territory. I feel I'm coming out of this feeling good about it.
Yeah. It's good.
We've gotten some nice feedback in the last little bit. All this is making me feel better about this podcast. So let's. I think we can even go up from episode one. Maybe 675.
Is that too high? Like 800.
800. Okay. 800 bucks. 800 bucks. It's a Shure SM57 with a locking foam windscreen.
A low price of $800.
If you buy it, you can silence us if you hate this podcast that much. we will stop. We will cease.
We'll use your $800 and buy another microphone to keep going.
Yeah, multiple microphones. And we'll sell them each at $800. No, we'll use it to buy more needles for our dog and food. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hope it was a good one.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
For whatever you're celebrating.
Keep track of your Gojek ticket.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Bye bye.
Bye. I go through all this before.